And now this is a dictation for Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, February 1158, address as a letter to Madison, M-A-D-D-I-S-O-N, Mackenzie, M-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, 953-5329. Dear Madison, follow up for Tammy, history of renal cancer with partial nephrectomy, the left-sided, has chronic kidney disease. Last visit was in September, comes accompanied with family member. There has been enlargement of the parotid glands, underwent lip biopsy, comes with the diagnosis of Sjogren's, only treatment symptomatic with pilocarpine or pilocarpine, P-I-L-O-T-A-R-P-I-N-E, which is helping with the symptoms. Follows with rheumatology, University of Michigan at Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N. There is also a meningioma, which is being followed through Henry Ford. No plans for intervention. Remains chronically anticoagulated for prior event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism at the time of knee replacement a few years back. She has chronic back pain but no anti-inflammatory agents. Followed with urology, Dr. Cotan, C-O-T-A-N-T, with prior cystoscopy, no malignancy. Is my understanding plans in the future for retrograde nephrogram. She still has off and on gross hematuria. Apparently, there is also an abnormal echocardiogram to see cardiology for the first time. I did an extensive review system. We also reviewed together with patient and family medical records. Pressing medications, I will highlight this Xarelto. Remains on beta blocker propranolol for migraines, for blood pressure on amlodipine, losartan. Presently no anti-inflammatory agents, prior lisinopril discontinued. Today weight 208, blood pressure by nurse 149.79. Limited mobility from prior knee procedure. No respiratory distress. I repeat, blood pressure 120/60 on the left side, the lungs are clear. No gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. There is obesity of the abdomen, minor edema. Next paragraph, chemistries are from March, kidney function normal, normal hemoglobin. Potassium was in the low side with upper bicarbonate, normal albumin calcium. I also review recent testing. By rheumatology, there is nephrotic range proteinuria, 3.23 grams in 24 hours. Normal complement levels, C3 and C4. Persistent low potassium and high bicarbonate, creatinine at 1, normal liver testing, glucose, inflammatory markers were negative, T3 C-reactive protein, sedimentation rate, no evidence of muscle abnormalities with testing being negative. The urine protein electrophoresis reports low level of albumin. Normal immunoglobulin levels. Notice the discrepancy between the albumin in the urine and the total protein, which will have to represent non-albumin protein. On blood, there was a level of spike on the gamma region. Unfortunately, I do not see immunofixation on blood. Antinuclear antibodies and rheumatoid factor has been negative. ANCA has been negative. Last urine sample, like 9 months ago, there was moderate amount of bacteria. No protein at that time. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Partial nephrectomy, left side from renal cancer. Gross hematuria followed by urology. Stable kidney function. Low potassium. High bicarbonate. Not on diuretics, no GI losses. This could represent renal tubular acidosis, probably related to Sjogren. Proteinuria, which is not albumin in the urine. The new diagnosis of Sjogren's, maybe monoclonal protein, blood and urine. There is no final diagnosis. To make a diagnosis of plasma cell disorder, this is in the differential diagnosis. Continue to follow. Get results of echo, prolonged visit.